good morning. With high pressure in control, today and Saturday look to be quiet with a good amount of sunshine. High temperatures will reach the 30s region-wide. While it won't be as windy as Thanksgiving, it'll remain breezy with wind chills into the 20s all day today. Expect less wind on Saturday. On Sunday, snow will move in by the afternoon. With the latest model guidance, it appears it'll be mostly snow across the area with sub-freezing temperatures in place. Snow will continue through the evening hours as a few inches of accumulation will likely fall. A lull in the precipitation will occur later Sunday night before snow will pick back up by Monday morning. Models are in good agreement that snow will continue through the day on Monday with heavy bursts possible. Additional moderate accumulations of snow will likely occur through the day. Right now, it appears the highest snow amounts will fall from the western Mohawk Valley and southwestern Adirondacks to the eastern Catskills, Helderbergs, central Taconics, to southern Green Mountains and the Berkshires, with lighter amounts to the north and across the Hudson Valley. Snow will decrease in coverage Monday night into early Tuesday morning. Behind the storm system, we'll only see a slight cool down with highs generally into the middle 30s. We'll see a few snow showers possible Wednesday and Thursday, with the best chance north and west of Albany. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system is forecast to track over the Four Corners region today and move eastward into the Central Plains tonight and Saturday, making its way into the Midwest by Saturday night and Sunday. This low and the associated upper level trough is forecast to cause a plethora of weather hazards over a widespread area for the holiday weekend. First, the surface low will sweep a cold front across the southwest today. In lower elevations, heavy rain is expected along the front with localized flash flooding possible. Temperatures will be below average in the west behind the front, and heavy snow is forecast for higher elevations of the west today with over a foot of snow possible. The Intermountain West is expected to dry out by Saturday, but another low-pressure system is approaching from the Pacific and will spread more snow and rain over the West Coast late Saturday into Sunday. As the main low moves eastward, precipitation will shift east with it in the form of heavy snow north and west of the low, and as rain and thunderstorms ahead of the cold front farther south. Precipitation in the northern and central plains and the upper Mississippi Valley could start as freezing rain early today before transitioning to snow. Freezing rain amounts should generally be a tenth of an inch or less. Snow will then overspread the northern plains and upper Midwest tonight and Saturday. A large swath of snow totals over 8 inches is forecast for the northern Rockies, eastward into the northern plains, and from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the upper peninsula of Michigan. Localized snow totals above 18 inches can be expected. High winds are also a threat, with blizzard conditions possible in the northern high plains. High wind watches are also in place for the central high plains, south of the main snow impacts. As the cold front tracks eastward, rain and thunderstorms will move across the southern and central plains into the Mississippi Valley today, then into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys tonight into Saturday. Some heavy rainfall is possible in these areas, with concerns of localized flash flooding. Additionally, severe weather is possible, particularly on Saturday, in East Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley, where the Storm Prediction Center has a slight risk of severe weather outlooked. By Saturday night and Sunday, rain is forecast to move into the mid-Atlantic and southeast. Currently at Mount Washington, a tenth of a mile visibility with blowing snow and 14 degrees. Winds are out of the west at 62 miles per hour with wind gusts to 74 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut territory, cloudy skies and 20 below zero. In Albany, mostly cloudy skies, 30 degrees with a dew point of 18, 61% relative humidity. Northwest winds at around 15 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.30 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny, highs into the middle 40s. In Boston, sunny skies, highs near 40. And in Buffalo, cloudy skies, highs into the middle 30s. Checking the climate report, yesterday in Albany, the high temperature was 47, the low temperature was 33, the average temperature was 40 degrees, which is 5 degrees above normal. A trace of precipitation was measured yesterday. No snowfall was measured. For the month so far, we have seen 2.3 inches of snow. That is about 1/10 of an inch below normal and about 4/10 of an inch below normal for the season. The average high temperature for Albany today is 42. The average low temperature is 28. The record high is 66, set back in 2005. The record low is 3, set back in 1875. The sunrise this morning is at 7:03 a.m. The sunset is at 4:23 p.m. That's 9 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, 1 minute and 32 seconds less than yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny with highs into the middle 30s today, mostly clear tonight, lows into the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today, highs into the lower 40s, mostly clear tonight, lows into the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today, highs into the middle 30s, mostly clear tonight, lows into the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today, highs into the middle 30s, mostly clear tonight, lows into the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny today, highs into the upper 30s, mostly clear tonight, lows into the upper teens. Region-wide for Saturday, mostly sunny, highs into the middle 30s. For Sunday, snow moves in by the afternoon, highs near 30. For Monday, we'll have widespread snow, could be heavy at times during the day, highs into the lower 30s. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs into the middle 30s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs into the middle 30s. And for Thursday, partly sunny, highs into the upper 30s. Enjoy your Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Greg Pollack.